Billy Schroeder was born and raised in the blue-collar Lake Forest area west of Hollywood. He grew up in a home with a mother and sister, and sometimes he lived with his grandparents. There was no father in the house after he turned 4. He learned about authority and manhood on the streets. And by the time he was 11, the streets had already led him into the sampling of drugs and burglary. It was during his 11th year that he was caught for the first time. He was inside a neighbor's home and placed on juvenile probation. From there, he moved deeper into a life of drug use and thievery. He was kicked out of Hallandale High School for dealing the drug THC in the bathrooms. He was arrested selling Quaaludes to an undercover cop. Incarceration may have been the best thing for Schroeder, but he avoided prison and always won the second chance. That changed in 1981 when, at 17, he was sent as an adult to DeSoto Correctional Institute for burglary. In prison, he finished high school, took carpentry classes, got his tattoos, temporarily ended his addiction to drugs, and most of all, waited for his release. That came in late 1984, and he returned to his old neighborhood. Schroeder says he stayed clean for more than a year, working first as a gas station attendant and then using his prison-learned skills as a carpenter. When he was tempted by the old life of drugs and thievery, he would carefully unfold the prison release papers he kept in his wallet. "Every time I was slipping, I would look at my papers," he says. "I didn't want to go back. I looked at them and said I'd earned my freedom and paid my debt." But by the end of 1985, Billy Schroeder had misplaced his papers, and he started slipping. And one night a friend came by his apartment and introduced him to cocaine in the form called crack. Within 24 hours of smoking his first rock, all that Schroeder had learned was gone. So was his TV and stereo and living room furniture, all traded for crack. A week later, the job was gone, too. Urges controlled Billy Schroeder again. His first break-in was into the house next door. Schroeder quickly became re-addicted to both drugs and burglary. The two were the all-consuming parts of his life. He could not have one without the other. He began cruising the neighborhoods of South Broward, wearing a phony Florida Power and Light shirt and carrying a screwdriver. On Easter Sunday, 1986, Gladys Jones became one of Billy Schroeder's statistics. The revelation came to her like a cold finger running down her spine when she opened the front door of the home where she lived alone near Hollywood. Immediately, she saw the doors of the dining room buffet standing open and its contents spilled on the floor. She turned to the left and saw the empty shelf in the living room, the TV gone. She knew right away what had happened. It came to her with the weakness in her knees and the catch in her breath. Gladys, who was in her 60s and asked that her real name not be used, turned and ran. It was 2 hours before she returned. That was after the police searchers had come and gone, the canine dog had come and gone, and her son-in-law had even searched the house. Gladys walked unsteadily into her home to learn what the invader had taken. She found that the floors were covered with things apparently considered by the burglar and then discarded. The jewelry boxes were dumped on the bed. Gladys's underwear drawer had been rifled, and the Easter basket for her granddaughter was turned over on the kitchen floor. About halfway through this sad inventory, she realized that mostly it was her peace of mind that had been taken. She asked her daughter to stay with her. She couldn't sleep alone in the house.
End of Disc 7.